The parents of a 13-year-old boy who died participating in a TikTok Benadryl challenge are warning other parents to keep an eye on what their kids are watching on social media.
It's an over-the-counter drug that is used frequently, but it's being abused in this challenge for its side effects, which in turn are harming and killing young people.
Over the years, social media has seen its fair share of absurd and completely stupid challenges. These videos typically seek to make us smile at their stupidity, and some even encourage us to support good causes. One specific challenge, though, stands out not for its amusement value, but rather for the severe pain it has caused to numerous people, and tragically, even claimed lives. This is referring to Benadryl, also known as diphenhydramine, an antihistamine used to treat cold symptoms. Under normal circumstances, Benadryl is thought of as safe when taken properly with the recommended dosage. However, it becomes one of the most potent reality-altering chemicals you can come across when consumed in abundance. Anybody who wants to play with this dosage discrepancy risks losing their life. Countless impressionable youths and young adults were intrigued by this task. You can probably guess it didn't go well. The challenge gained even more traction when news broke about young teens losing their lives to this challenge. The biggest issue is the misconception of Benadryl. What makes the hallucinations and experiences on Benadryl different from psychedelics like LSD is Benadryl or diphenhydramine belongs to a pretty rare category of hallucinogens called delirients. Another example of a delirient is Datura, and that should give you an idea of just how powerful these substances can be. Delirients take you into a state of delirium, which is a condition where you feel seriously confused and the hallucinations you experience are incredibly vivid, almost like they're real. When someone takes Benadryl, they might not always get the desired effects right away. This can be especially true for individuals who are trying to use it for non-medical reasons, like getting high or experiencing hallucinations. Since the effects of Benadryl can take some time to kick in, some people might make the mistake of redosing. Redosing with Benadryl can happen when a person doesn't feel the effects they're looking for after taking an initial dose. They might think that taking more will make the effects stronger or happen faster. However, Benadryl can be quite unpredictable, and the effects can vary from person to person. Redosing can lead to taking too much, which can be dangerous. Taking high doses of Benadryl can cause people to end up seeing strange things, like shadowy figures they don't recognize. There's even this famous hat man I'll talk about in a bit. Some people even say they feel like they're smoking invisible cigarettes. These experiences are really weird and can be dangerous. In some cases, they've even led to serious harm or death. It's like entering a whole different world when you take a big dose of Benadryl, and it's so common that there's a whole group of people who study and share their experiences with it. For everyone watching, this community on Reddit isn't there to encourage anyone to do it. If you read through the multiple posts, you can see the numerous stories that people have with experiencing this. What makes this so interesting and so dangerous is that there are numerous posts of people knowing and acknowledging how dangerous and deadly this can be, but for some reason they keep doing it. The common consensus on this subreddit is that Benadryl trips are dark and terrible, but these people don't seem to act on it and seem to keep trying to top themselves. Pinned in the forum is a post that explains the levels when taking Benadryl, which leads us to the next segment. Therapeutic level. This is the range where Benadryl is typically used for its intended purpose, to treat allergies and induce sleep. At the lower end, around 25 milligrams, you might experience drowsiness without any significant effects. If you push towards the higher end, closer to 100 milligrams, you may feel a mild body high and some mental slowdown, somewhat similar to the effects of a benzodiazepine. However, it's generally not recommended to explore these effects unless you simply want to sleep better. It's worth noting that doses between 25 to 50 milligrams can enhance the effects of opiates. Level 1. This level is sometimes referred to as a FAP dose. You might notice a slight enhancement of music, and you'll likely experience the characteristic heaviness in your body associated with DPH. However, it's important to mention that some people take this amount to enhance sexual experiences, but it's not recommended due to potential side effects. There have been reports of sexual dysfunction after repeated use, including one case of a 20-year-old who developed severe erectile dysfunction after a year of DPH abuse. This could be attributed to DPH's vasoconstrictive properties, which can restrict blood flow. Level 2. This range is often considered the sweet spot if you're aiming for a DPH experience without full-blown delirium. Music tends to sound great, but be prepared for an extremely dry mouth and frequent trips to the bathroom to urinate. It's worth noting that some people find it challenging to urinate on DPH, or it becomes very difficult. Physically, your body may feel incredibly heavy as if it weighs a ton, but you might not necessarily feel sleepy or fall asleep at this level. Visual effects may start to creep in, such as slight movements in the corners of your eyes or occasional sightings of objects like spiders that aren't actually there. You might also experience auditory hallucinations, like hearing a family member's voice from a distance or faint footsteps outside your door. Mentally, your short-term memory begins to deteriorate, and you'll find it difficult to maintain a coherent thought for long. Some individuals even report closed-eye visuals, which are often brief, nonsensical, and highly abstract visions. These visuals can be influenced by the music you're listening to. Level 3, delirium. At this point, delirium starts to take over, especially once you pass the 600 milligrams mark, and it's almost a certainty at 700 milligrams, often referred to as the 700 club. During this stage, you might completely forget that you've taken anything, and you'll experience full-blown, lifelike hallucinations. Your surroundings can transform dramatically. You might believe that your parents or the police have entered your space and are questioning you about drug use. You may see spiders, snakes, or other creatures all around you, and everyday objects like your phone or a remote might appear to vanish as soon as you touch them. It's not uncommon to have friends visit during your trip, engaging in conversations about bizarre and surreal topics. Some people find that smoking phantom cigarettes can be quite an enjoyable experience at this dose. Strangely, your emotions tend to be dulled significantly, so things that would typically terrify or disgust you may not affect you much. Negative effects often become less noticeable as your perception becomes increasingly distorted. For safety, it's crucial to have a trip sitter, or at the very least, hide your keys and phone from yourself. It's also wise to keep any remaining DPH pills out of reach, as you may have the urge to redose while tripping, which can be extremely dangerous at this level. It's essential to remember that once you reach this level of delirium, you'll have limited control over your actions. Your experience will resemble a dream, where everything makes perfect sense in the moment. However, unlike a dream, you'll have to deal with the consequences of any poor decisions made during your trip. Level 4. This level is an extension of level 3, and as you increase the dosage, the trip becomes even stronger and lasts longer. You may also experience some level of HPPD, hallucinogen persisting perception disorder, especially at doses exceeding 1 gram. It's important to note that if you care about your health, this is the highest level you should consider. A trip sitter is absolutely essential at this point to ensure your safety during the intense experience. These are the basic levels where most people range from, but there is one last level which is the most dangerous. It's so dangerous that only a few have made it to this level. Ariel. At this level, individuals experience an almost complete disconnection from reality. It's common for people to believe they're actively engaged in various activities, like walking around, talking to people, or trying to swat away imaginary insects. However, in a moment of clarity, they suddenly realize that they've been stationary the entire time, and that everything they experienced was purely a product of their imagination. Hallucinations at this stage tend to take a dark turn, often featuring disturbing and even violent imagery. It's important to note that enduring a dose of this magnitude can be psychologically traumatizing, and some individuals may genuinely develop PTSD as a result. Shadowy figures, including the Hat Man, are frequently reported during these experiences. Hallucinations at this stage tend to take a dark turn, often featuring disturbing and even violent imagery. It's important to note that enduring a dose of this magnitude can be psychologically traumatizing, and some individuals may genuinely develop PTSD as a result. Shadowy figures, including the Hat Man, are frequently reported during these experiences. From a health perspective, this level poses significant risks. Seizures are not uncommon, and there's a high risk of death or severe health complications, including stroke and heart attack, when doses exceed 1.5 grams. Personal experiences at this level can vary dramatically, but they often involve profound confusion, terrifying visuals, and a total loss of touch with reality. I want to stress that experimenting with such high doses of Benadryl can have severe and lasting consequences. In extreme cases, like the one I personally experienced in a suicide attempt, the outcome can be especially devastating. My dose was approximately 1.5 grams and my intention was to consume 4 grams, though I don't recall much of the trip. What I do remember involves moments of confusion and fear, such as being in a cave and throwing a torch at an imagined creature before realizing I was in my hallway, throwing my phone at my dog. The most disturbing recollection was witnessing a horrific scene where my entire family, along with most of my friends and coworkers, appeared crucified and bleeding on my front lawn, all screaming at me for my actions. This experience, along with prior usage of the substance, resulted in severe HPPD, hallucinogen persisting perception disorder, worsened my depression, and caused momentary flashbacks to the delirious state for months afterward. Again, I'm going to say, do not attempt this at home. This is extremely dangerous and should not be even considered by anyone. So now that you understand the levels of Benadryl, let's get into what started the Benadryl challenge. A user on the r/DPH subreddit that goes by the name of TopF2 made 3 separate posts where he outlined his alarming plans to ingest dosages ranging from 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams of diphenhydramine, DPH. These amounts were a staggering 80 to 160 times higher than the recommended dosage. His post conveyed a profound sense of personal despair and self-loathing, with explicit statements indicating that he didn't care about his odds of survival at these extreme doses. After these posts, he disappeared from the platform for 3 months, but later returned with a progress update on his struggle with addiction. In his following post, he shared a powerful message for newcomers and those curious about DPH. I highly recommend that you quit before you even start, or quit now before things take a turn for the worse. I wish I could have broken my habit a long time ago, but the past is the past and I can't change that. However, if any of you are determined to try it, I must tell you about my experiences with DPH. TopF2 went on to detail the dire consequences of his DPH use, including ICU admissions, intubation, comas resulting from dangerous heart arrhythmias, severe respiratory depression, and seizures, all occurring 3 times in a single year. He also revealed how DPH had inflicted permanent short-term memory loss on him at the young age of 20. He emphasized the highly addictive nature of DPH, making it a challenge to stay clean. DPH had not only affected his health, but also hindered his ability to learn efficiently in school and perform well at his job. Over the next 7 months, TopF2 continued to engage with the online community, sharing trip dosages of 1.5 grams and higher, memes about DPH addiction, and polls to connect with fellow users. His post swung between indifference and self-contempt, reflecting his deteriorating mental and physical health. His trip logs revealed a concerning trend of escalating dosages, including episodes of overdoses and hospitalizations. Despite these hardships, he remained an active member of the community, often responding to posts by other users. Among his interactions, there was a mention of encountering the Hat Man, a recurring figure in the world of DPH experiences. In response to the issue of people pretending to engage in risky behaviors, TopF2, which stands for Tired of People Faking, posted a striking image, 276 pills, totaling 6.9 grams of Benadryl. Their caption read, "Why the hell not?" However, their subsequent silence tragically hinted at the dire consequences that may have followed. It seemed that they had possibly succumbed to their addiction, and sadly, they weren't alone. This marked the emergence of the Benadryl challenge, a viral trend on TikTok that encouraged people to consume dangerously high doses of diphenhydramine, DPH. This fad led to a surge in cases of diphenhydramine poisoning. In response, TikTok deactivated the associated hashtags and removed videos promoting the challenge. The FDA also issued a public warning about the potential dangers of Benadryl abuse. Unfortunately, despite these efforts, the damage was already done. And as a result, the r/DPH subreddit nearly doubled its number of subscribers in just over a year. Now that I have covered the origin of the Benadryl challenge, this now leads us to the last segment of this video, which is probably the most well-known discussed topic when referring to tripping on Benadryl. I am, of course, referring to the Hat Man. The Hat Man is a mysterious and recurring figure in various reports of paranormal encounters and sleep-related phenomena. It's important to note that there is no scientific evidence to support the existence of the Hat Man. Instead, it's a phenomenon often discussed anecdotally by people who claim to have experienced it. The Hat Man is typically described as a tall, shadowy figure wearing a hat, often a fedora or wide-brimmed hat. The figure is usually described as male, although some reports are more gender neutral. People who report encounters with the Hat Man often describe feelings of dread, fear, or unease in his presence. The entity is often said to be silent and motionless, observing the person from a distance. Many accounts of the Hat Man occur during episodes of sleep paralysis, a condition in which a person is temporarily unable to move or speak while falling asleep or waking up. During sleep paralysis episodes, individuals may experience vivid and sometimes frightening hallucinations, which may include encounters with the Hat Man. There are variations in the descriptions of the Hat Man. Some people report benign or even protective encounters with the figure, while others describe more menacing and terrifying experiences. The Hat Man is a mysterious figure with theories about his nature and origin varying widely. Some attribute him to the category of shadow people, while others entertain the idea that he might be an extraterrestrial being or an interdimensional entity sent from a distant future or another plane of existence. There are those who believe he is a malevolent demon, and some even assert that he is the devil himself. The Hat Man's motives remain shrouded in mystery. He appears to be primarily an observer, sparking feelings of intense dread in those who encounter him. His demeanor doesn't appear to be friendly, and although he's frequently cited within the Benadryl community, many others have reported their experiences with him, often during episodes of sleep paralysis. It's noteworthy that sightings of the Hat Man are not limited to a specific location, but have been reported all over the world. The more I research this topic, the more questions I have, and unfortunately the answers aren't exactly clear. I think it goes without saying that this challenge is downright stupid. I still want to reiterate that you should never try this challenge, ever. This is extremely dangerous, and too many people have lost their lives already due to this challenge. I do want to mention how strange it is that so many people worldwide describe encountering a shadowy figure wearing a hat. It's quite astonishing that individuals from different parts of the globe consistently report such similar details about this entity. It's especially baffling because these experiences are typically seen as hallucinations, which aren't expected to be universally consistent. If you know a lot about the lore of DPEH or even the Benadryl Challenge, you might have come across the 700 Club. I didn't touch upon the 700 Club in this video primarily because it warrants a dedicated video of its own to comprehensively delve into this topic. I want to thank every single person who made it this far in the video. It really means a lot. Also, huge shout out and thanks to Cryptid Candy and Pandox on YouTube. They inspired me to make this video while adding on to their ideas. I'll link their channels down below for you all to check out. And please everyone stay safe and use Benadryl responsibly. Thanks for watching.